Morning. As Jim mentioned, I am Diana Bartlett. I manage a CDC-funded project called the Immunization Information Systems, or IIS, Sentinel Site project, which utilizes IIS data for vaccination coverage assessment and program evaluation. Last summer, the National Vaccine Program Office, or NVPO, asked us to help them answer a few questions, and I'll be sharing some of our results with you today. The NVPO essentially wanted to know if parental concerns over the number of vaccines or vaccine safety was causing them to space out the number of visits for their children and the number of vaccines received at a visit. And since IIS can provide timely data, we not only look to see if children were up to date with the standard vaccine series, but also to see how the addition of rotavirus and the new recommendations for hepatitis A vaccine would affect vaccination patterns. Just so you have a little bit of background on our data source, the IIS Sentinel Site project includes 8 CDC immunization grantees. Most of them choose a subset of their state or city of the IIS for analysis, but New York City and North Dakota, which I'll describe in the next slide, cover their entire geographic area for data analysis. The data analysis is also limited to persons less than 19 years of age and uses enhanced data quality procedures in these areas and has at least 85% child and provider participation in the area, with the majority of vaccination data processed by the IIS within 30 days. Those are our basic eligibility criteria to be a part of the project. This slide just demonstrates the diversity among the sites. They are not nationally representative. The 8 participating grantees include Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, New York City, North Dakota, Oregon, and Wisconsin. Although New York City and North Dakota use their entire geographic area for analysis, some grantees, like Oregon, limit their analysis to the greater Portland area, and Arizona focuses on the northern part of the state, which is the first row above. To demonstrate the influence of rotavirus and hepatitis A on any new vaccination patterns, we looked at 2 cohorts of children. We focused our questions on children who were 16 to 19 months of age as of the spring of 2008, named Cohort 2 for children born in the fall of 2006, and compare that to an earlier cohort of children in that age group born in the fall of 2004, who we will name Cohort 1. To be fully vaccinated in Cohort 1, children needed 3 doses of DTP vaccine, 2 doses of polio, 1 MMR, 3 doses of Hib, 2 doses of Hep B, 4 doses of pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, and 1 dose of varicella vaccine as of 16 months of age. To be fully vaccinated in Cohort 2, you needed the same vaccines as in Cohort 1, but with the addition of 3 doses of rotavirus vaccine and 1 dose of hepatitis A. So right from the beginning, we would have to keep in mind a few things during our data analysis and during the interpretation of our results. Our Cohort 2 children were born from August to November 2006. The rotavirus vaccine joined the VFC Vaccines for Children contract in April 2006, and many states did not get their first shipments of the VFC rotavirus vaccine until the fall of 2006 when these children were born, so it's likely that not all of the children born in the fall of 2006 in our area would have the same opportunity to get 3 doses of the rotavirus vaccine. As mentioned, we looked at vaccination as of 16 months of age, and children are recommended to receive their first doses of Hep A anytime between 12 and 23 months of age. So many children may have ultimately received the dose within the proper interval, but just not within the time frame of this particular study. We analyzed data to see if children were getting their vaccines on their well child visits and defined the well child visit as any vaccination visit within 1 week prior or 1 week after a child's 2-month, 4-month, 6-month, et cetera, birthdays. We focused our analysis to the vaccines in the fully vaccinated definition and excluded travel vaccines, rabies, and other such vaccines. Except for my next 2 slides, which show results by grantee, most of the slides have an unweighted mean percentage of 7 of the grantees. Colorado's numbers were excluded from the analysis because their numbers were very, very small. And time restraints prevent me from presenting all of our results, but the analysis focused on the number of antigens administered by age group, well child visit, the number of vaccination visits by age group, and the total number of visits by vaccination status and cohort. This slide shows the differences between cohort 1 and cohort 2 by the percentage of children 16 to 19 months of age by vaccination status. So let's look at Wisconsin, which is the last row of the table in yellow, and as an example. And both cohorts had roughly the same number of children in the analysis, about 4,800 children. But when you add rotavirus and Hep A vaccine to the fully vaccinated definition, you see that only about 16% of the children were fully vaccinated compared to 50% of the children in cohort 1. So looking at Wisconsin again, in the last row as our example, when we remove rotavirus and Hep A vaccine from our fully vaccinated definition, we see that the two cohorts had roughly the same percentage of fully vaccinated children, so it shows the impact of Hep A and rotavirus there. Despite the addition of four more vaccines to the fully vaccinated definition in cohort 2, we see in cohort 1 is in yellow, and cohort 2 is in green. We see that in both cohorts, most of the fully vaccinated children became fully vaccinated within 5 to 6 visits. Some grantees had children who became done as early as their fourth vaccine visit, which could be the result of a done by one campaign, perhaps. But some children took as many as 10 visits to become up to date. As expected, the partially vaccinated children had more scattered vaccination patterns, and although about half of the children in cohort 2, the green bars, had 5 to 6 visits, not all of them became up to